Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking: How to Describe Adapting to a New Work Environment. Adapting to a new working environment is a common experience that many professionals encounter throughout their careers. This topic is frequently featured in IELTS speaking tests, particularly in Part 2 and Part 3. Understanding how to effectively describe this experience can significantly boost your IELTS speaking score. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore various aspects of this topic and provide sample answers to help you excel in your IELTS speaking test. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask general questions about your work or study experiences. Here are some potential questions related to adapting to new environments. Do you like trying new things? How do you feel about change in your life? Have you ever worked in different places? Let's look at a sample answer for question 3. Have you ever worked in different places? Sample answer band 78. Yes, I have. In fact, I've had the opportunity to work in several diverse environments over the years. Most recently, I transitioned from a traditional office setting to a remote work arrangement, which was quite an adjustment. Before that, I spent some time working in a bustling startup incubator, which was a stark contrast to my previous job in a more corporate environment. Each change brought its own set of challenges and learning experiences. Sample answer, band 8-9. Absolutely, I've been fortunate enough to experience a variety of work environments throughout my career. My professional journey has taken me from a conventional corporate office to a dynamic co-working space, and most recently, to a fully remote setup. Each transition has been a fascinating process of adaptation. The shift from the structured corporate world to the more fluid startup ecosystem was particularly enlightening, as it required me to become more versatile and self-directed. Subsequently, embracing remote work has further honed my time management and communication skills. These diverse experiences have not only broadened my professional perspective, but also enhanced my adaptability in the workplace. Part 2, Long Term. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic and some bullet points. You'll have 1 minute to prepare, then you should speak for 1 to 2 minutes on the topic. Here's a sample cue card related to our main topic. Describe a time when you had to adapt to a new working environment. You should say what the new environment was, why you had to adapt to it, what challenges you faced, how you felt about the experience. I'd like to talk about a time when I had to adapt to a new working environment, specifically when I transitioned from a traditional office job to a fully remote position. The new environment was my home office, which I had to set up from scratch. This change was necessitated by my company's decision to go fully remote in response to the global pandemic. It was a significant shift from the bustling, open-plan office I was used to. One of the main challenges I faced was creating a productive workspace at home. I had to carve out a dedicated area for work, which was tricky in my small apartment. Another hurdle was adapting to digital communication tools. We switched to using platforms like Slack and Zoom for all our interactions, which took some getting used to. Initially, I felt a bit overwhelmed by the change. The lack of face-to-face interaction with colleagues was particularly challenging. However, as time went on, I began to appreciate the flexibility of remote work. I found that I could structure my day more efficiently and even saw an increase in my productivity. Overall, while the adaptation process was challenging, it was also a valuable learning experience. It taught me the importance of flexibility and resilience in the face of change, skills that I believe will serve me well in my future career. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to recount a particularly transformative experience in my professional life when I had to adapt to a new working environment. This occurred when I transitioned from a traditional corporate setting to a dynamic startup incubator. The new environment was a vibrant, open-concept workspace teeming with entrepreneurs and innovators from various fields. This shift was prompted by my decision to join a fledgling tech startup, a move driven by my desire to immerse myself in a more agile and innovative work culture. The challenges I encountered were multifaceted. Firstly, I had to acclimate to a less structured work environment where the lines between different roles were often blurred. This required me to become more versatile and proactive. Additionally, the fast-paced nature of the startup world meant I had to quickly learn to make decisions with limited information and resources. Another significant hurdle was adapting to the collaborative and often intense work style prevalent in the incubator. Unlike my previous job, where tasks and responsibilities were clearly defined, here, I found myself constantly brainstorming and iterating ideas with team members from diverse backgrounds. Initially, I felt a mix of excitement and trepidation. The energy of the place was infectious, but I also felt slightly out of my depth. However, as I began to embrace the challenges and leverage my unique perspective from my corporate background, I found myself thriving in this new environment. This experience was truly transformative. It not only enhanced my adaptability and resilience, but also fostered my creativity and entrepreneurial spirit. I learned the value of being comfortable with ambiguity and the importance of continuous learning and growth. In retrospect, adapting to this new working environment was one of the most challenging yet rewarding experiences of my career. It fundamentally altered my approach to work and problem solving, equipping me with skills that have proved invaluable in my professional journey. Follow-up questions. How long did it take you to fully adapt to this new environment? What skills do you think are most important when adapting to a new work setting? Do you think the ability to adapt quickly is becoming more important in today's job market? Let's look at a sample answer for question 2. Sample answer 7-8. I believe that flexibility and open-mindedness are crucial skills when adapting to a new work setting. Being able to adjust your working style and embrace new methods is essential. Additionally, strong communication skills are important as they help you understand new processes and build relationships with new colleagues more quickly. Sample answer, band 8-9. In my experience, a constellation of skills is vital when adapting to a new work environment. Cognitive flexibility stands at the forefront, enabling one to swiftly adjust mental models and approaches to align with new contexts. Equally important is emotional intelligence, which facilitates smooth navigation of new social dynamics and team structures. I'd also emphasize the significance of proactive learning, the ability to seek out information and rapidly acquire new skills as needed. Lastly, resilience is crucial, allowing one to maintain composure and productivity in the face of unfamiliar challenges and potential setbacks. Part 3, two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask you more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions. How do you think technology has changed work environments in recent years? Do you think it's easier or harder for young people to adapt to new work environments compared to older generations? What role do you think employers should play in helping new employees adapt? Let's look at a sample answer for question 1. Examiner. How do you think technology has changed work environments in recent years? Sample answer. Technology has dramatically transformed work environments in recent years. One of the most significant changes is the rise of remote work, which has been made possible by advancements in communication technologies. Tools like video conferencing and project management software have allowed teams to collaborate effectively, even when they're not in the same physical location. Another major change is the increased automation of many tasks. This has led to shifts in job roles, with many workers needing to upskill or reskill to adapt to new technologies. Additionally, the constant connectivity enabled by smartphones and laptops has blurred the lines between work and personal life, leading to both increased flexibility and potential challenges in maintaining work-life balance. Overall, while these technological changes have brought many benefits in terms of efficiency and flexibility, they've also created new challenges that both employees and employers need to navigate. Sample answer, band 8-9. Technology has fundamentally reshaped the landscape of modern work environments in multifaceted ways. Perhaps the most profound transformation has been the decentralization of the workplace, facilitated by advanced communication and collaboration tools. This shift has not only enabled remote work on an unprecedented scale, but has also fostered the emergence of global, distributed teams, transcending geographical boundaries and time zones. Moreover, the integration of artificial intelligence and machine learning into various industries has led to a significant recalibration of human roles in the workplace. This technological revolution has automated routine tasks, freeing up human capital for more creative and strategic endeavors. Consequently, there's been a growing emphasis on continuous learning and adaptability as essential skills in the modern workforce. Another noteworthy change is the democratization of information within organizations. Cloud-based systems and internal social networks have flattened traditional hierarchies, promoting more transparent and collaborative work cultures. This has, in turn, accelerated innovation cycles and decision-making processes. However, these advancements are not without challenges. The always-on culture enabled by mobile technology has blurred the boundaries between professional and personal life, raising concerns about work-life balance and employee well-being. Additionally, the rapid pace of technological change has created a digital divide within some workplaces, potentially marginalizing less tech-savvy employees. In essence, while technology has undoubtedly enhanced productivity and flexibility in many aspects, it has also necessitated a fundamental rethinking of work structures, skill requirements, and even the very nature of employment itself. The onus is now on both organizations and individuals to continuously evolve and harness these technological advancements effectively while mitigating their potential drawbacks. Key vocabulary and phrases. To achieve a high score in your IELTS speaking test, it's crucial to use a range of advanced vocabulary and phrases. Here are some relevant terms related to adapting to new work environments. Acclimate verb, acclimate, to become accustomed to a new environment or situation. Example, it took me a few weeks to acclimate to the startup's fast-paced work culture. Versatile, adjective, versatile, able to adapt or be adapted to many different functions or activities. Example, in the new job, I had to be more versatile, often switching between different roles and responsibilities. Proactive, adjective, proactive, acting in anticipation of future problems, needs, or changes. Example, the company encouraged us to be proactive in seeking out new projects and opportunities. Resilience, noun, resilience, the capacity to recover quickly from difficulties. Example, adapting to the new work environment required a great deal of resilience. Cognitive flexibility, noun phrase, the ability to adapt our cognitive processing strategies to face new and unexpected conditions. Example, cognitive flexibility was essential in adjusting to the startup's ever-changing priorities. Upskill, verb, to learn new skills or to teach workers new skills. Example, I had to upskill quickly to master the new software systems used in my new role. Remember to practice using these terms in context to make them a natural part of your vocabulary. Tips from an IELTS speaking examiner. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I'd like to offer some advice to help you excel in your test. Prepare, don't memorize. While it's good to have some ideas ready, avoid memorizing entire answers. Examiners can easily spot rehearsed responses. Use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate advanced vocabulary naturally into your responses. This demonstrates language proficiency. Provide specific examples. When describing experiences, give concrete details. This makes your answers more engaging and credible. Practice speaking at length. For part two, practice speaking for the full 2 minutes. This helps build fluency and confidence. Develop your ideas. In part three, try to expand on your initial responses. Show that you can discuss abstract concepts in depth. Stay calm and confident. Remember, the examiner is there to give you the opportunity to demonstrate your English skills, not to trick you. By following these tips and practicing regularly, you'll be well prepared to tackle any question about adapting to new work environments, or indeed any topic, in your IELTS speaking test. For more tips on IELTS speaking, you might find our articles on describing a time when you helped organize a virtual event and describing a remote work experience helpful. These topics are closely related to adapting to new work environments and can provide additional practice for your IELTS preparation. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.